Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Tuesday, April 9th. Our top story today, the family of a man who died following an attack in Chatham have vowed to fight for justice. Josh Ingram passed away in hospital after it happened in Magpie Hall Road near the junction with Newham Street last Monday. Abby's been following this story for the Kent Online podcast. Abby, what do we know about Josh's death?
It's alleged Josh was assaulted on Monday, April 1st, between 11am and 2pm in Magpie Hall Road in Chatham, near the junctions with Newham Street. He was found at a property in the High Street later that day. He was flown to a London hospital and put on life support, but he sadly died. Police launched a murder inquiry and now believe he may also have been attacked in the High Street between Upry Way and Institute Road on March the 30th, around 11pm. A 43-year-old man has already been arrested as part of the investigations and released on bail. A second man was also detained but has been released without charge. Now two more men aged 32 and 35 have been arrested and have also been released on bail.
And the family have said they need justice for Josh.
Yes, that's right. The 33-year-old's family say they can't put him to rest until after the murder investigation is over. His sister Carly says their mum Trish has fallen into a sunken void without him, and it's all down to the vile life choices made by another person. She says no matter the outcome of the investigation, there will be nothing to fill the hole this has left in their lives.
And I believe there have been some tributes left for Josh.
Yes, several floral gifts have been left for him. He's being remembered as a very sociable, popular and well-liked person around Medway. Friends say he was kind-hearted, old-fashioned and humorous. He loved his family and leaves behind two brothers, two sisters, five nephews and three nieces.
Thanks, Abby. Officers are urging anyone who witnessed either of the incidents to call the appeal line. Drivers with dashcam and residents with private CCTV in the area are also asked to check for relevant footage.
Kent Online News.
An urgent appeal has gone out for help in finding a woman missing from Swanley. 68-year-old Genevieve McKee was last seen at the railway station on Saturday. It's thought she may have caught a train towards London. She also has links to Dover. We've shared her picture at Kent Online. A Chatham man has appeared briefly in court, accused of stealing more than £300 worth of groceries. Lee Swift is believed to have stolen meat, dairy and other goods from a shop in Maidstone Road. The 45-year-old, who lives in the High Street, was granted conditional bail and will appear in court again next month. Three men have been charged after building materials were reportedly stolen from two addresses in Thanet. Properties on Stone Road in Broadstairs and Cross Road in Birchington are said to have been targeted. The group, who are aged between 23 and 32, have appeared in court. Fire crews have been called to a property in Herne Bay after the garage caught alight. It broke out at Bullockstone Road just after 5 this morning. No one was injured and investigations are underway to find the cause. It comes as fire crews have been called after a blaze broke out at a house in Canterbury. Two engines arrived in New Street in St Dunstan's just after 8 last night and found the living room well alight. They rescued a rabbit from the house, but sadly a cat died. The cause of that blaze is believed to be accidental. Meanwhile, fire crews have been tackling a blaze in Swanley after multiple trailer units caught alight. Five engines were called to the industrial premises in Hockenden Lane just after 11 last night. No one was injured. Investigators are treating the blaze as suspicious. Extra police patrols have been out in North Kent in a bid to crack down on nuisance drivers.
We can tell you're late for something.
Because yeah, look, I'm legit.
Yeah, I get that, but you can't drive like that.
Sorry, officer.
Because you come so far around the corner, you've almost lost control. Your window tints are so dark on the front as well. You're going to get a ticket for careless driving.
The reason you pulled you over was both your speed and your manner of driving.
Okay.
So you've come past us, I believe, in what was a national speed limit zone on the Alpha 20, and we've got you doing 84 miles an hour. It was quite apparent to us that you were trying to race the Audi A6 that was going past us at the same time, both with the racing light on. And you're popping and banging as he's just got alongside you as well.
That's from body cam footage as an officer stopped a car near Sidcup over the weekend. Another vehicle was spotted trying to race a marked police car, reaching speeds of 56 miles per hour in a 30 zone. Kent Police say they're also taking action against car meets.
Kent Online News.
A 10-year battle to get a man to clear up his farmland in an area of outstanding natural beauty in Kent is facing another delay. Legal action against Langley Beck over his 14-hectare site at Boxley Woods started in May 2014. It was found to be littered with broken vehicles and waste. He's also been living there without planning permission. He was due to be sentenced for breaching planning regulations but asked for a postponement until he could afford a solicitor. The mother of a 5-year-old girl from Dartford who's never been to school says she's disgusted with how they've been treated. Isabel suffered a brain injury when she was 2, which left her with additional needs and requiring around-the-clock support. Mum Lauren says she has an EHCP plan, but there's been no progress or communication from KCC about a school place.
I'm sort of sat here with sitting on my hands. What can I do? Mm-hmm. I can call all the departments necessary. If no one's doing their job properly. Well, actually, everybody else is doing their job. Everyone's done their job. We're all just sitting here now, sitting on our hands, waiting to go. SEN to do their job. If we'd have got her in this school year, like from September last year, I would have said she needs to go into reception. Mm-hmm. Although she should have been going into year one, but because she's a July baby, she'd only ever have been 2 months older than the September children.
Instead, yeah.
And she would have been fine in reception.
Alright.
But now those reception children are going into year one.
Mm-hmm. So change your page.
She's still gonna have to do that. So someone's then got to catch her up. Mm-hmm. Because I can do what I want to do with her at school, but I can sit here and do this with her. And guarantee you within 10 minutes she wants to go back to bed. With the homeschooling thing, she just doesn't want to do it with me.
Yeah, it needs to be separated, a teacher and a parent
really
separate.
Really does. You know, I've been saying, well, if you can't sort her out, send me a tutor. No, nothing. Again, no one contacts me.
So how is it impacting Izzy and the family?
Immensely, because she demands more and more time. The older she gets, the more mental stimulation she needs, and if it's not being met, she's also reacting like any other child would that isn't getting the stimulation they need. It's having a negative effect on her behaviour, which has a negative effect on, you know, it ricochets on everybody else in the house. It's like you're just hitting your head up against a brick wall because there's just nothing. I can't make the progress.
KCC say they're making progress in the processing and handling of SEN cases and have committed additional resources. A statue of a war hero in Gravesend has been vandalised. A brass plaque and sign about General Gordon appear to have been ripped from the sculpture in Fort Gardens. It's not the first time it's happened. Something similar was reported in 2013. A popular walkway in Folkestone has been closed amid fears of further landslides in the town. The zigzag path links the Lees with Lower Lees Coastal Path and the beach, but there are fears over the size and weight of some of the trees. Assessments are now being done after several landslips nearby.
Kent Online News.
Plans have been put in to turn 2 boarded-up homes in Strood into flats. The properties on Hillside Avenue were shut down after it was ruled in 2018 they'd been unlawfully converted into a house of multiple occupancy. It's understood they've been used illegally and there's trespassing since. Work set to start on a hub for digital creative industries in Medway after the project was given £3.5 million by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. It's been called the Docking Station and will convert a Grade 2 listed building at Chatham's historic dockyard and build another facility within the grounds. Construction should start this summer and be finished by the end of next year. Damning comments about One Kent Town has sparked debate after visitors called it dirty and run down. A tourist trip last week found Folkestone full of flaws, less than a month after the Sunday Times described the seaside town as the best place to live in the southeast. You can have your say at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
It's been confirmed a visitor centre of Romney Marsh is going to close due to rising costs and a fall in visitor numbers. Bosses at the Kent Wildlife Trust say it's been a difficult decision after running it for 20 years. It's set in an 11-hectare nature reserve, which is a designated site of special scientific interest. The family of a 10-year-old girl from Hythe who's battling a rare form of cancer say they are hopeful ahead of her latest scan. Maya Nash was diagnosed with neuroblastoma when she was just 3. It then returned last July. She's now having her final cycle of chemotherapy and could be put on a clinical trial to try and prevent the disease from coming back. An online fundraiser for a Sheppy dad who was diagnosed with a brain tumour has raised almost £100,000. 39-year-old Rick Smith was told in March he may only have 15 months to live. Family and friends are hoping the cash can be used to pay for potential treatments overseas. Now, there are calls for more job opportunities for people with learning disabilities after a Sheppy woman with Down syndrome went viral. A post of Shelley Harris learning her role at ASDA in Sittingbourne received thousands of likes on Facebook. The 27-year-old got the job after being supported by a charity that helps young adults develop the skills they need to get paid work. Shelley and her mum, Katie, spoke to reporter Cara Simmons.
I don't know that Shelley would hold down a permanent sort of job completely. But a sort of part-time and the sort of what she's doing it as at the moment would be perfect. And I think we hoped there would be opportunities. We knew there were some out there, but it was kind of finding them and finding what was going to be appropriate as well as what was going to be close enough, really, because, as I say, there's, you know, there's a distinct lack in this area, really.
Do you think that's something that's across Kent as well, not just sitting Bourne Swale area? Do you think there's sort of a lack of opportunities, like allowing for and charities sort of allowing for that to happen? Or
I think there probably is a lack everywhere. In Kent, you tend to find pockets of it. Down Ashford, where you've got the Canterbury Ice Trust that have got like the Rare Breeds Centre and the Poulton Woods, etc. Then you've got Spade Works that is sort of Westmoreland way. So you kind of get little pockets of places. There's definitely not enough to help them get out there and sort of do what they feel is a worthwhile job for them. So, yeah, definitely need more, don't we?
Yeah.
And Alison was saying that she believes that businesses don't necessarily know just how special and amazing you guys are. And I think, you know, sometimes, do you think there's still sort of a stigma surrounding the, you know, people with learning disabilities not thinking that they're capable, although they are and they're amazing?
Yes. Because I think, as you say, people don't always understand what they can bring. They might not be able to read all the labels. They might not be able to do something 100% perfect. But they bring a lot of other things to the table as well, you know, with their characters. And they're just, most of them are, all of them that I've met, are just delightful people to be around. And they can bring so much fun and energy and enthusiasm. I think a lot of businesses could benefit, but they just don't realise it. They need to give it a try. Just give the guys a chance of experience. You don't have to give them a full time job. Just give them a little bit of volunteering experience, a lot of these businesses would soon realise, I think, what they could get out of it as well.
Yeah.
And Katie, looking at what Shelley was like before she started doing all these amazing jobs and, you know, working for ASDA, what has it seemed like seeing her sort of transform? Has she grown in confidence? What's the changes been like to Shelley?
She has, yes, definitely grown in confidence. I mean, on the days that she knows she's going to ASDA, she's up earlier, she's getting ready sooner, she's really looking forward to it, aren't you?
Yeah,
get ready and come home happy, don't you, from ASDA? Yeah. You've had such fun, and it definitely does make a difference to her life.
Yeah,
just having that one afternoon a week, doesn't it?
Brilliant. And
you've gone all quiet.
It's all right. And the post that was shared on ASDA, I mean, that was amazing, all the comments, and it got so many likes. I mean, what was your guys' reaction to that? That must have been quite amazing to see loads of people commenting and liking it.
Amazing. I was stunned to see sort of how much. I thought there'd be a reaction sort of locally, but I didn't realise how big it would be.
You were
quite proud of it, weren't you, seeing yourself on there? Lots of people saying well done.
Yeah.
Kent Online News.
A tailor from Stroud has been telling the Kent Online podcast about her career working in London's world-famous Savile Row. Sarah Wilkinson is celebrating 40 years working at a bespoke gentleman's outfitters. In her time in Mayfair, she's played a key role in making Prince Harry's military blues and Royal Regiment frock coat for his marriage to Meghan Markle in 2018. She also helped produce Prince George's page boy tunic for the wedding. Sarah has shared some of her experiences with reporter Nicola Jordan.
What I enjoy is that every day is different, or every job is different. You don't very rarely work on two things consecutively that are exactly the same.
Okay.
And I'm still doing things now that I haven't ever done before.
Excellent. How does it feel? I mean, we all know that your handiwork has appeared at various the royal occasions, the coronation, etc., etc. How does it feel seeing your bespoke handiwork in the public eye on television?
Slightly surreal, to be honest. Something that's been in my lap one day will be in the public eye the next, national or international television.
Okay.
But proud. You know, it's a great feeling.
Okay. Tell us, obviously, you made the costume for Prince Harry. Tell us a bit about that, because that must have been all top secret.
It was, very much so. We had fake, each job has a ticket on with the customer's name. They all had fake names. We weren't even the people around us in here weren't allowed to know what we were actually doing at the time. So we were hermits for 6 weeks.
And how did you feel when you saw Harry in the suit?
Oh, it was amazing. I was really glad he wore it.
Where did you see it? Where did you?
I poked my head around a pub door on the broad stairs, and there he was on the big screen in this pub. Because I'd gone out for the day to get away from work for a bit.
So what's been the most challenging task you've done, would you say?
I would say the yeomen of the guard uniforms are quite challenging, purely from the bulk and the weight of them.
Okay. And how's the job changed in the years, the equipment and...
Not hugely. It's very traditional craft and there's very little that has changed.
Kent Online Sports.
Cricket Now and Kent's first game of the new season has ended in a draw. Joe Denley and Daniel Bell Drummond both hit centuries in the second innings against Somerset at Canterbury. They're next in action against Essex starting on Friday. And briefly in football, the Gillingham boss has said his decision to replace their goalkeeper for their match with Bradford had nothing to do with their 5-1 loss to Harrogate. Jake Turner returned to the starting lineup for Saturday's match, which the Gills lost 1-0. Stephen Clements says the decision to replace Glenn Morris was a tough one, but the time seemed right. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.